Morning Watch, The Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 12, Life and Blessing Under the Government of God. Friday, Suggested Verses. Ephesians 1, 3-5, 7-8. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him in love, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses according to the riches of his grace, which he caused to abound to us in all wisdom and prudence. Ephesians 3:16-17. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. Romans 8:4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. God has blessed us with his good, fine and fair speakings. Every such speaking is a blessing to us. Ephesians 1:4-14 are an account of such speakings, such blessings. The word every in 1:3 indicates the all-inclusiveness of God's blessings. It includes all, with no exception. All these blessings are spiritual. This indicates the relationship of God's blessings to the Holy Spirit. Being spiritual, all the blessings with which God has blessed us are related to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is not only the channel, but also the reality of God's blessings. In this verse, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit are all related to the blessings bestowed upon us. God's blessing is mainly the dispensation of the triune God into us. Heavenlies here indicates not only the heavenly place, but also the heavenly nature, state, characteristic, and atmosphere of the spiritual blessings with which God has blessed us. They are from the heavens with a heavenly nature, heavenly state, heavenly characteristic, and heavenly atmosphere. The believers in Christ are enjoying on earth these heavenly blessings. They are heavenly as well as spiritual. The blessings bestowed upon us are of God the Father, in God the Son, through God the Spirit, and in the heavenlies. Finally, all these spiritual blessings are in Christ. Christ is the virtue, the instrument, and the sphere in which God has blessed us. Outside of Christ, without Christ, God has nothing to do with us. But in Christ, he has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. If we are in ourselves, we are through with God's blessing. Hallelujah, we are in Christ, who is the sphere, the channel, the instrument, and the virtue in which we have been blessed. If these blessings were physical, material blessings, they would need to be enjoyed and experienced by us in our physical body. Likewise, if they were psychological blessings, we could realize them by exercising our soul, our mind, emotion, and will. However, these are spiritual blessings, the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Since the nature of all these blessings is spiritual, we need to exercise our spirit to realize, enjoy, and partake of them in our spirit.